William, since we last caught up, you and the number 24 team have established incredible consistency with the 11 consecutive top 10 finishes earlier in the year. When you went on that streak, what was it like to continually get those top 10s and realize your team has yet to hit its peak?
Well, I think it was great. I think honestly, you know, we knew that we were doing all the right things and executing. And I feel like even since then, we've had even stronger runs. When I look at the 600 and the way we were there and you know, just in general, how we've been. So I'm excited for what's coming up. I feel like Nashville can be a really good track for us. It's similar to Dover, and we had a great run at Dover, obviously. So, I'm excited to see how it goes and kind of, see what we can do.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of hit upon what I was going to ask you next about how all across the board, Hendrick Motorsports has consistently battled for wins and front-running finishes. So as a driver, what does it mean to you to know that each week you're in the mix no matter what kind of racetrack you guys are at?
Well, it's huge. I think it just gives you the confidence to know that when you show up to the racetrack, you're going to have, you know, a race car that's capable. So it's pretty awesome, and I feel like, you know, it definitely is motivating during the week just to know that that's the case and know that you can show up and have a chance to win.
And you definitely started to catalyze the Hendrick streak because you were the first one on campus to win a race this year in the Cup Series, and then Kyle Larson got his win in Vegas, and it's just pretty much been gangbusters since then for you guys. And you know, last weekend, even though it was just the NASCAR All-Star race, I had to imagine it was a lot of fun for you guys because you were able to hold off your teammates, Kyle and Chase, during the mid portions of the All-Star race here in Texas. So without the points on the line, how fun was it to go battle them hard on the track, despite how treacherous the track was, not only with the PJ1 substance served on the surface, but just how hot and heated it was here?
Yeah, I think honestly just shows the talent level in the All-Star race just to see those guys, you know, not crash a lot and not have issues. And, you know, I think it obviously the track was still just as treacherous, but it just shows that, you know, the ability there. So it's been it was a tough race. You know, we wish we could have won, but nice to see a teammate win and feel like we're all on the right path towards winning more races. So hope that we're next.
And that seems to be a common theme amongst you guys. I mean, Kyle was asked in the post-race Zoom conference if, you know, his winning streak is angering you guys, but he said that he's among the first to be happy for whenever you guys win a race. So it sounds like to me it's pretty much a universal feeling no matter how your race goes.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's better because, you know, we know what each other is running and you know, how each other is doing it. And I feel like that's just better for us to have a teammate win because, you know, we know that we're all capable. So, you know, I definitely feel like it's better than the alternative and try to celebrate it when we can.
That's basically why I think Hendrick has been so strong this year. It's just the genuine rapport and the desire for wins and just how close you guys are. And I'm sure it's been a lot easier since the last time we talked because of things with the pandemic lifting. So I'm sure it's nice to finally, you know, get to see each other more face to face versus, you know, just doing the team meetings and then most of the Microsoft team meetings as well. So probably a nice change. But one change we're all seeing, of course, is we're heading towards the long hot summer in NASCAR. And we talked about it a little bit, but with these hot and humid races coming up, how do you train for these grueling conditions?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, you have to manage your hydration during the week and really prepare well. You can easily kind of get off track and get behind. And as soon as you do, it's really hard to catch up. So I feel like for me, just staying hydrated, eating the right things, you know, just all those things are really important this time of year. So try to do those things. And my team helps me with trying to keep me cool and give me ideas of how I can keep my body cool. So, you know, it's also heat acclimation too. You've got to be out in the heat somewhat to really kind of understand it. So it's a little bit of both, but I feel like I've got a good system now. We've kind of been through the first hot race of the year, which was last weekend, and already feel a lot better about things because of that and feel like it's going to be a good summer for us.
I would imagine so. And if you're already conditioned with it and you couldn't have picked a better race with Texas, the races at Nashville and beyond are probably going to be pretty similar, but things that cannot be too challenging. So that's going to be a threat for sure for the competition, to say the least. Now, of course, last month was pretty tough for you and your family when you shared the news about your mom's battle with MALT lymphoma. But, you know, how has your mom been doing now, and what does it mean for you to see all the support from the racing community for your family?
Oh, yeah, it's been really meaningful, I think, to see everyone, you know, and their support and the way that people have reached out and been there for me. So it's been really cool, and feel like it's, you know, definitely, you know, not out of the woods, but I think that she's doing well, and you know, it's great to spend time with her and kind of see her and just, yeah, have those moments together. So it's been nice the last few weeks, and hopefully that continues.
And I'm sure you brighten her spirits with the fact that you're having a great year. You're doing what you love, and I hope you know that the entire podium finish team is all pulling for your mom to get better for sure.
Yeah, no, I really appreciate that. Thank you.
You got it, my friend. Now, of course, last month was Mental Health Awareness Month, but I feel like it's something that we don't have to discuss in only the month of May. It should be something that's discussed all the time, but it's gained traction in all walks of life. So as a race car driver, you know, how important is it for you to optimize your mental health, not only with what we went through with the pandemic, but just the demands of your career?
Yeah, it's really important. I feel like, you know, time management and just understanding your body really well. I've been wearing the Whoop band for a couple years now, and that's helped me just kind of stay, you know, stay on a schedule and routine with my sleep and everything. And I feel like I just feel better because of those things. So it's been tough with the pandemic, you know, just figuring out ways to stay healthy, and mentally healthy is the biggest thing. And, you know, I feel like I'm doing an okay job of it, but definitely could still be doing better, but just try to keep myself motivated in different ways.
And it's okay sometimes to know when you're not okay, like you said, and it's good that you're well aware of it and not just kind of like, well, you know, it's just a bad day, so I'm just going to live with it and be having a bad day.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're doing what you need to do to keep things just fine. But
sure.
I would also have to say, you know, too, of course, you drive, the drivers and people in NASCAR certainly have to get fueled by the passion of the fans. And they've been coming back in droves, thankfully, with the country reopening this year. So, I mean, how much do you guys feed off of the energy from the fans versus when it was just you guys on the track?
Oh, it's great. I mean, it's a huge difference, really. When we didn't have fans, I think that, you know, it was really dull and kind of quiet around the track, and just felt like procedural to show up to the racetrack. So now we have a lot better atmosphere around the track, and people are back in the stands, and it gives a lot of energy to the drivers.
And I'm sure y'all miss just even interacting with them, and, you know, I'm sure there's probably a renewed passion for you guys to see even see them again versus when it was during normal times, and probably felt like part of the routine, but more now it's like, hey, I actually don't mind doing this.
Yeah, definitely. It's not bad. It's not a bad problem to have, you know, for sure, to have them around. So it's a good thing.
Absolutely. Now, I'm going to change things up a little bit here, making you go from the driver to the owner's perspective. So, you know, your drivers, Logan Clampett and Nick Ottinger, they're in the mix in the eNASCAR top 10 point standings this year. So with 5 races left in the regular season, how do you feel about your team's chances to challenge for this year's championship?
Well, I think that Logan's doing extremely well this year. He's kind of had a breakout year, and it's nice to have him on board this year with Logitech and all of our partners. So it's been great, you know, to see his success. I think Nick is coming off the championship last year and doing a great job. You know, he's had a little bit of a struggle the past few weeks, but, you know, I think he's going to get it back on track and make the playoffs. So, pulling for him for that and know that he's going to have a week or two here coming up that he's going to be strong. So, you just gotta keep pushing. It's really similar to our format. You gotta win and get in the playoffs. And so, he's gotta, you know, do that coming up, but I feel like he's in good position to do that.
It's going to be a lot of fun to watch these guys do get out from these remaining regular season races and maybe you'll see two of your drivers go for that championship later this year. I'm sure that's going to be a fun situation for you and your drivers later this year for sure. Now, let's do a very quick round of free association where you just tell me the first thing that comes to mind with these following phrases or words. So I'm going to start off with rivalries.
I'd say Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson.
Ooh, that's a really good one. And it seems like it's not going to end anytime soon. Superstition.
I don't have any.
Nice. I don't think I've known a driver without one, so that's a first. Remote control cars.
I think about my RC cars that I've driven in the past.
Is there any that's a favorite of yours?
I raced RC cars in 2017, so I'd say the team associated cars were really good back then.
That's awesome. I'd love to see that one of these days. Guilty pleasure food.
Oh man, ice cream.
What flavor?
I'd say chocolate chip cookie dough.
Oh, I love that. I'm not even having my lunch break yet. video games.
iRacing.
Like that. And my last pre-association word is criticism.
A chance to get better.
Yeah, I like that. It's a nice twist on that word, and it's quite true. A lot of PMA, positive mental attitude, I could sense here. My last question for you, my friend. I'm going to put you on the spotlight. I know this is not the kind of questions most drivers like to be asked, but give me three reasons why you and your number 24 team are the favorites to win this championship.
Oh, man, I'd say just consistency, number one. I think that we understand each other and communicate extremely well and don't have breakdowns in communication. And I think number three, you know, the team that we're with Hendrick Motorsports and the resources and the tools that we have this year to go and win a championship.
Those are three solid reasons. I'm sold on that, and not to put too much pressure on you and Rudy, but I have you guys on my championship four at Phoenix, so no pressure there, but I feel like you guys are among the mix for the championship for sure.
No, I appreciate it.